The opening segment of the Mike O'Mara Show today is brought to you by the Dick Queasy T-shirts. Tell the world about the best discarded seafood in town with your official Dick Queasy T-shirt. It's made from 100% heavyweight cotton with all that authentic smell that you'll only find at Queasy's. Available in both men's and women's styles, order yours today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Now, as is often our want, we like to have in new sponsors on the show to talk to them. So live this morning from Sick to Me, Maine, Dick Queasy.
Yep.
Welcome, Dick.
Hi, Dick.
Oh,
good to see you.
How are you?
Man, a few words.
Thanks for making the drive down.
Pleasure to be here.
Because you drove, right?
I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
No. I'm not used to having all these microphones and such.
Well, you know, it's not just the microphones. It's the web, too. You're on TV, sort of.
Oh, yes. I am aware of that. I'm happy to be here to talk about my launch of my new line of merchandise. And
new line of what?
New line of merchandise. It's
merch? Dick, oh, the shirts.
My Dick Queasy T-shirts I hope will be, sold liberally around the United States.
Oh, I love it. You're wearing one today. It looks wonderful.
This is the first run of
it's the what?
This is the first run of the
first
original
run.
Dick Queasy T-shirts.
Right.
You can pick up too. This is all a tribute to my restaurant. It's got a picture of a lobster, a dead lobster on top with the Dick Queasy name, and underneath it's discarded seafood, which I've made my name on.
You know, you really should. There are people that perhaps are just getting off an airplane that are not familiar with you.
And
you should you should explain your line of work. You're a restaurateur.
I'm Dick Queasy from Sick to Me, Maine.
Right.
We got
where is Sick to Me? Is it on the coast?
It's on the coast. It's on the Coast Road. My restaurant's down with a night with a beautiful view of the shed.
You can't miss it.
Yeah. It's down near the dumpster with a nice view of the
follow
shed.
Follow your nose.
That's okay.
You know, the views don't count. It's the food. I found that.
Does the food count?
Two things matter to my customers.
Okay.
Price.
Yeah.
And price.
Exactly.
Oh, the value.
That's right.
That's
true.
That's why I care about, offering seafood, which is ridiculously expensive. You go down to Baston, you'll get yourself Baston, and you'll have a lobster cost you $45. I almost pooped my pants when I found out about that. That's ridiculous.
At
Dick Queasy's, you can get a 2.5-pound lobster. In some cases, if it's out of season, you can get that lobster for 99 cents.
Anyone ever pooped their pants at your place?
Well, we've got some issues that we've had with long banquets.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, in our patty room that we've had, the patty room occasionally we had a group of, I think it was Weeblos that came in with their parents, they had the shore banquet, which is really a crab feast, and they lingered there for about 2.5 hours.
Oh,
my policy is to get customers out of my main dining room after about 35-40 minutes.
You like to turn over the table.
Oh, it's very important. Queasies, and then we deal with the fallout afterwards.
Exactly.
If you don't mind, you have great food. One of the biggest complaints is the
fact you, Oscar.
That it's only cash. It's a cash restaurant.
Cash
that's
only.
Right.
I don't feel like I should pull my resources and my dollars that come into my restaurant to some goddamn credit card company that's going to take every nickel that I've got, for Christ's sake. What I'd like to do is I'd rather turn that back to the customers and offer things like fresh toilet paper.
They're all about savings.
Now, when did
saving.
When did you start the fresh toilet paper?
Well, about 2 years ago, and we got a little successful. We're very, very happy with that. $5 copay up front.
That's the deal.
That's the way we work.
Well,
I'm not going to let some derelict or some vagabond roll in my restaurant and not order anything. He might not even get our oldest seafood chowder that we offer. And, that's 99 cents, too.
So
we've got an extensive 99-cent goddamn menu, and I don't need some street person that's living in a shoebox to come walking in off the Jesus Christ the street so he can take me to the cleaners.
Do you have a problem with Dine and Dash at your restaurant?
No. If once I get them in the door, we're
Dine and Run?
Oh, wait. Waitresses strong. Most of my waitresses at Queasy's can rival any bouncer that you'll find down in Rhode Island.
Is Flossie still up there?
Flossie's?
Is Flossie your waitress?
Oh, Flossie.
Yeah.
She died.
Oh, poor thing.
What happened?
She wasn't doing well. She had two knee replacements, a hip replacement, and she was really by the end having a lot of trouble getting around, and she was only 23.
I remember.
She also had the lunch special.
I remember back in the day she was cut.
Flossie was a strong woman.
Yeah.
She could hold seven trays.
Wow.
Seven trays of my discarded crabs, and she wouldn't even bat an eye. Wouldn't be a bit of sweat on her forehead.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's right.
So, yeah, I have a question for you. Hello? Now, I hate to bring this up on the air, but...
Do you know who this is?
That's Mac Ronick.
Yeah. That's right. I just like when you say his name.
Well, I know Mac Ronick because I said, I want to... listen, by golly, we're putting out this first run of Dick Queasy T-shirts,
right.
And I want it, for Christ's sake, you better sell these little puppies as quick as you can. And he said, why don't you come down from sick to me? So I drove the truck... down. I started yesterday about right after brunch, uh-huh. Right after my discarded brunch.
Oh, that's a good one, man.
And I came down. I drove all through the night to get down here. And so I know Mac Ronick like a brother.
Oh, I just that's like true. When you say his name.
That's
now,
right.
Now, we ran your spots in Maine when we were there. We ran your commercial. And we're promoting your shirts now. But there's a matter,
you okay?
There's a matter of the invoice. We still haven't quite paid...
Well, you know, I've got terms. I told you. I said, I'll give you terms 120 days.
Sure.
You should get your $25.
Well, it was a little more than that.
Well, I understand like that, but you'll have to work with me, and I told you that. You know, boy, you're true to your people is what you are.
Oh, now what does that even mean? Dick? What does
saying?
That mean?
I didn't mean nothing by it.
Okay.
I didn't mean nothing by it.
So why the turn to merchandising?
Every major chain that I watch these commercials for, you go in, and I took the wife out to one of those chain restaurants. I can't even remember what it was, but they had
Hooters?
Lobster?
Hooters?
No, what the hell
was it? Applebee's?
Nope.
Ruby Tuesday?
No,
TGI Fridays?
No, God, no.
Joe's Crab Shack?
No, I don't know.
7-Eleven?
Green Turtle?
No, wasn't that one. I can't remember.
Well, it'll come to
you. I got no idea what it was.
Okay.
That's unfortunate. I just don't. I remember. Well, hold on. It was that one named after the fruit.
What?
Oh, Applebee's.
There you go.
Okay.
Bingo. So they had T-shirts in a display case right next to the cash register. Mm-hmm. And I said to honey, I said, Martha, Jesus Christ, what a great idea that is. Let's get some Queasy's T-shirts.
Delicious.
Put it up so anybody gets it and sell them before people leave.
That's a good idea.
Exactly.
Don't sleep on the Queasy brunch. It's the flattest champagne in town.
Or better still, sell them before they even get to your restaurant.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
that's why they're on our website.
We're happier now because fall means discarded clam and discarded scallop season.
Oh,
so we have
season
a clam
clearance.
We offer now, right now, for $2.45, you can get yourself a clam and scallop platter for $2.45.
Amazing.
I will throw in some eating hush puppies, and you'll be able to spend the whole afternoon with your family.
Yep. Yum.
Well, hello.
Hello there, Dick. Did you bring us some samples today?
No, I did not.
Oh, shucks.
Thanks for asking. Great to have you back in the studio.
I love it.
Sun-brown scallops are on special, too, this week.
Sun-brown scallops.
That's right. We can give you two platters for a patty of two. I have to remember my special.
So many. Yes.
Two platters for a patty of two, and that's 40 total scallops.
That's a lot.
Wow.
For $3.75.
That's pretty reasonable.
Sun-brown.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. They're sun-brown, but they look just like broiled.
That's
bad.
They look like broiled, but I microwave them after they've been sitting out in the sun, and it takes the ammonia taste out.
Got to be a nice, fresh aroma.
That's
too.
Right. At Queasy's, we slice the hollandaise sauce. What? We slice the hollandaise thin. You can't show me it through the bag when I can't read it. You got to put it over there
so
I can read the goddamn thing. At Queasy's, we slice the hollandaise thin.
That's delicious, too.
We don't offer hollandaise sauce. You get
at the brunch.
You get butter and spice.
Not at the brunch?
No.
That's not hollandaise sauce.
That's not the kind of brunch we're talking about.
Looked like hollandaise.
Dick, if you don't mind.
But I'd like everybody to take a good gander at these delightful T-shirts that are available for a very small price.
We're all wearing them.
These are more expensive than my seafood because they're made, they're brand new, unlike my discarded
seafood.
These
are fresh. Yeah.
These are brand new, but I think we use recycled cotton, didn't we?
Oh, of course.
That's good stuff. What were you
going to
ask me?
I was just curious if you could share with the audience, maybe they're could be a restaurateur in the wings here.
Oh yes,
that would like to open up a discarded seafood, discarded food enterprise
franchise.
That is a good question to ask. I've had the Dick Queasy's discarded seafood for 15 years.
Yes,
and I will tell you
how long.
15 years.
Okay,
and I the most important thing that for any restaurateur is cost.
Yes, right.
I watch my bottom line. You got to spend a penny. You got to spend a penny to make a dollar.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a dollar to make a penny.
How's it work?
Wow. No,
one spend of these days.
Spend a penny to make a dollar.
F*** it. I don't know.
You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
No, my father didn't fight in the wars. He was a navigator on a spice freighter.
That's what your uncle told you. He didn't hold with your father's ideals, thought he should have stayed here and not gotten involved.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
Yes. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
I wish I'd known him.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. And a cunning warrior. I understand you've become quite a good pilot yourself. And he was a good friend. Which reminds me, I have something here for you. Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough, but your uncle wouldn't allow it. He feared you might follow old Obi-Wan on some damn fool idealistic crusade like your father did.
Sir, if you'll not be needing me, I'll close down for a while.
Sure, go ahead. What is it?
It's your father's lightsaber. This is the weapon of a Jedi Knight. Not as clumsy or random as a blaster. An elegant weapon for a more civilized age. For over 1,000 generations, the Jedi Knights were the guardians of peace and justice in the Old Republic. Before the dark times, before the Empire.
It's the Michael Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is America's most beloved podcast, the Michael Mara Show. We're downloaded more than 15 million times.
No, say 50. God,
boy,
that's, Mike, that sounded great. Say that.
If it was 50 million times, my name would be Corolla.
That's right.
And we're heard in 150 countries. You can call us. Yes, you can. Here's our phone number, 718-506-1625.
How are you doing with those glasses today?
It is Monday.
They are spending more time on and off your face.
September 24th.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
No, don't break them.
These are drugstore sunglasses.
They're very handsome. But you're just whipping them on and off.
Well, I need them to read here. Yeah, okay. I don't need them. That leads me to our opening sponsor.
Okay.
TLC Laser Eye Center.
Right.
Where, someday in the year 2012,
someday.
Mark is actually going to get together with the people and actually tell me when
that's
I need
exciting.
To go over
that's
there.
That's true. As soon as he finishes dealing with the dog.
I'm really not sure
I
when that's going
to happen. I understand
your
impatience.
What was it like when you got your... You were a glasses wearer for a long time.
I was, and it was so great to be free of them. And there wasn't a moment of discomfort, not even a little bit, not ever, not at any point. You go home, you take a little nap, you wake up, and I sat down. The first thing I did was sit down at the computer screen. And not only could I read the screen, even the fine print without glasses, I could see every colored dot that makes up the screen. You get better. At least I got better than 20/20 vision.
Wow.
And you know, before the procedure, Buzz couldn't even find his computer.
We're talking about TLC Laser Eye Center.
Oh, my God.
The TLC staff is friendly. Their surgeons are experienced. TLC's equipment is always state-of-the-art, and I'm excited about hopefully being a candidate. Mm-hmm. If I'm not a candidate, we go to someone else on the chain.
That's right.
That's the way it works.
I'd like X-ray vision. Can they do that?
TLC lifetime commitment is huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered.
Right.
To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. Or very easy to find TLC online. You just go to LASIK, LASIK.com. That's LASIK.com. Be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show. And we thank you in advance. On the program today, a lost weekend, in my humble opinion.
No. How come?
Nothing much to talk about.
Really?
Kind of a lost weekend. I mean, I did a little auction.
You did the auction thing.
You know, I had some kids over on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
your family?
Know, making cake pops for the auction.
Oh, right, literal right. Kids.
Said Carla will get together on Sunday and we'll go for a ride or we'll go travel around, walk around. And she went off with her mother and it was just a...
Were you lonely?
It was the lost weekend for me.
Aww.
Emmy Awards, we'll talk about those.
Okay.
Welcome back to RJ. We got to say our buddy's back here in studio.
Woo! He's here.
Who had 2 weeks?
Thank you. Well, it's been three, Oscar. 3 weeks.
But you know, but not since you've been
and
back.
I'm leaving.
And RJ, I'm really sorry you got fired down there. We all thought it would work out.
I didn't want to tell anybody.
Thought it would
The opening of Boardwalk Empire, one of our favorite shows. And let me see. Carlo actually wants to see a movie. I'm very excited about it.
Really?
Yes.
A porno?
No, not a chance.
Oh.
a brush with death for me over the weekend.
Always.
And, and Rob's incredible Facebook happiness, which I was very envious of over the
weekend.
There's
no containing.
We'll start with that. I looked at Rob's Facebook page.
I had a great weekend.
And football with Belichick. I want to ask, you were at the game last night.
Yeah.
You were at the Mel. Let's
Sunday
start
night
with that.
Football,
Let's start with
baby.
That. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows, and not necessarily in the NFL, but also in all of sport, that Bill Belichick is a legendary a-hole.
Hothead.
Yeah. I mean, he is no... Hothead is not the way I would do it. He is a...
They walk hand in hand, though.
He's a nasty guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cheater. Mm-hmm. He's not friendly. He doesn't care about people.
Lousy dresser.
He's a lousy dresser. He's just not a cool
not,
dude.
Not a good guy.
Right. And, you know, watching the clip of Bill Belichick attacking the referee after the winning field goal that was kicked by Baltimore.
Before we proceed, can I play you the closing moments of last night's
game? Let's do it.
So you can actually hear how, because I like to hear the amazement.
Because Oscar, were you there till the end, or?
I'll share that with you. No.
Oh, no. That's a 27-yard attempt. Justin Tucker for the win. Whoa, baby! Oh, just good! And the Patriots are saying no!
Wilford took his helmet off and went screaming right for the official. This one goes high over the upright and was really close.
Between the uprights is a reviewable thing if it goes between, but above the upright, just so you know, is not reviewable.
And here it comes.
So you can't review that play one way or another because it went over the top of the upright.
I can't believe Bill Belichick just did that.
Ooh, neither can I. 31-30 Baltimore.
Al Michaels sending
so
a little
Bill
favor.
He raced just grabbed
over.
Somebody.
He raced over and grabbed the
Al Michaels. Ooh, neither can I.
Yeah, Al Michaels. Al Michaels, who in his day was a great sports guy, but now it's like, hey, I got to get back to the hotel.
Yeah,
you know they could have lingered with that a little bit, but apparently this controversy lingered into today. This is a major sports controversy about Bill Belichick racing over to the referee and kind of shoving him and grabbing him at the same time, and he can't do that.
No, you can't.
He had.
And he said a bad word.
Very bad word.
Yes, one of the worst.
But he's just such a, you know, it's like that's the only time you see him with emotion, you know?
Right.
When it's this negative, like, explosion of hostility. You never see any joy from the guy. I just hate Bill. I hate Bill Belichick.
And not much
I
to
hate
like.
The whole Patriots organization, and I'm a New Englander.
Is right? there anybody.
Bob Kraft.
There's a lot of people out there that love the game of football. Is there anyone out there that really likes Belichick?
I don't think anybody in the league.
Who wins
does.
A contest between him and Dan Snyder?
Oh my God, that's tough. That is. A
I'd
tough
love
one.
To know, like, within
that's tough. Maybe
the world,
be
and oh, that'd be great. They could make the most hateable child.
Right.
A tip of the hat, though, to the Ravens organization. When I used to go to the games in the past, I used to go with Dominique's family when he played on the team.
I just wanted to say congratulations to Dan Snyder for that Romney fundraiser that he's having.
Good one. Oh, I didn't
just
know what was going
a,
on.
Yeah, a little, just a salute.
I was so surprised.
Full disclosure.
I didn't beg him for a Romney.
No,
supporter.
Not at all. Not at all.
So, wow. That's shocking. Really, him?
In the past, we've killed the experience in the D.C. area at FedEx Field just because it's a horrible experience. Experience to go to the game.
Yes.
We've talked about them in the past just because it's in Landover, Maryland.
Right.
It's hard to get out of and it takes forever to get into. I dreaded going to M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, and I simply went, to be fair, just because my girlfriend's a big Patriots fan. So I got some tickets through scorebig.com.
Does she like Belichick?
She just likes Tom Brady, bottom line.
Okay.
She's I've seen lots of pictures with Shannon. She's always wearing that Brady jersey.
Yes.
Mm. And it's her most treasured possession.
Yeah, and mind you, she's on crutches, so there could have been a chance we wouldn't go, but she was so excited to go. I said, are you sure you want to go into a stadium?
Mm-hmm.
You're on crutches, probably not the best place to go.
Right.
And she was excited to go, so we kept the tickets. We ended up leaving D.C., getting to Baltimore, getting in just... It's so easy to get in and out of Baltimore.
Yes, Baltimore built these stadiums. They built Camden Yards, and they built... Is it M&T?
Yes.
And they built these two stadiums, and... It's just on
it's
the absolute. They put them in places where
you can access
them. All the highways meet.
Right? Yep.
Yeah, and I mean they did it intelligently, unlike here in D.C.
So at one point, I looked at her. I said, "Look, I don't care how easy it is to get in and out of here. To leave here with crutches is going to be horrible because getting in it was tough. Just because people are just walking around hammered.
You're not motivated."
Right? What do you mean?
You're just not motivated to watch a game. You're,
no,
you're
he's not
like
into
you're
it.
Doing. You're really taking. I mean, it's usually the opposite way around that the girl. Goes with the guy to humor him. You're humoring her.
I'm humored. I'm dancing.
you're When would you?
I've got my tap shoes on.
Perfect world.
Yes.
Perfect Oscar Santana world.
Yes.
When would you have been ready to leave? When would you have left?
I would have left. Oh God.
First quarter.
No, I would have left at halftime.
Halftime.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
Enough. That would.
Why
been enough.
Bother going?
What do you mean, why bother going?
You leave at halftime, the game's not even over. You didn't go to see the game.
Let me tell you something, Diaz.
RJ, you know
I could care less about the game. I just want her to be happy.
RJ leaves. You know when RJ leaves the game? When the guy that's sweeping up goes, sir, you're going to have to get out of
there. Security guards come chase me out.
So,
meanwhile, Oscar keeps dancing.
The Patriots are winning. Shannon's happy. I'm like, whatever.
Life is good.
Look, there's 9 minutes left in the game. People are racing out of the stadium.
Really?
Yes. And we
so when I didn't watch the game, so was the comeback?
The comeback was
sudden?
The last 7 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. Wow. The last, and as we're walking out, I hear. No. I still stand by the fact that I like.
That's why you stay in Tampa.
I like getting
home. So be quiet.
Thanks, Rob.
So. We leave and I start hearing the roar and I'm like, there's no way they're going to come back. Oh, the Patriots have been marching up and down this field. There's no way. Yeah. And then we get to the garage and I'm listening to this and I'm like, watch them come back. They're literally, they're 90 yards away from a field goal and they just start moving up the field.
And they're a good ball club.
Yeah, and this is when you know someone's truly a fan. Shannon is pissed next to me the whole time in the car.
Absolutely.
And I said, look, why aren't you happy? We got to see the game.
No, you didn't.
We came to Baltimore. No. She was pissed that the Patriots were losing. Oh, right. She didn't care about staying inside the stadium. Because she actually has more of a life than just having to watch this team the whole time. She has to get home and go to work the next morning.
Right.
So I said to myself, well, we could go back if you like. She said, no, let's keep watching. They end up winning the game. The Ravens do. The last second field goal. There's a lot of controversy. And she didn't speak for 30 minutes. She sat there stewing.
That's fantastic.
Stewing.
I like the fact that a girl is that big a fan.
And I'm yelling. I'm like, yeah. We got out of Baltimore before all the rubes got out of there.
If I was with you and I was her and I was into the game, I would be so pissed off.
Yeah.
Well,
did you at least keep it to yourself?
No, of course I didn't.
Yeah, well played.
But regardless, the Ravens won. The game day experience is amazing, and I hadn't been to a nighttime experience in a long time.
All right, talk about the whole thing. Now, obviously, getting there easier than FedEx.
Yes.
We've discussed this before. Getting in
to the stadium is amazing.
Yeah. Very easy.
A lot of people across the world don't know that FedEx Field is where the Redskins play, and it's only accessible by 4 dirt roads. And the only way you can get there is on these small, unimproved dirt roads. Meanwhile, there's super highways from all directions that take you to Baltimore.
Let me explain to you. FedEx Field, where the Redskins play their home games, they're quote-unquote, it's 15 years old now.
It is that old, isn't it?
Wow. And, you know, when you look at it, it's astonishing to me. You go to the old place, RFK, that was, I think, built in the 60s.
68, I think,
where they used to play their games.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the two stadiums now. I can't tell the difference. No. It looks just as crappy and ratty. There's nothing shiny and new about
FedEx
it.
FedEx Field,
disgusting.
Originally was Jack Kent Cook Stadium, of course.
Right.
And it never had a sparkling look about it. It was always sort of unimproved.
It's like Verizon Center
a
downtown.
Concrete slab.
Yeah, it was ugly. Yeah. It was hard to access.
Right.
But the thing that it had over RFK is it never smelled as much like urine. But I think it's getting there.
It's getting there, and you have a staff that is so hostile.
Yeah.
To the people. It is beyond hostility.
Yeah, you just went to the preseason game, so you know exactly what you're talking about.
So mean. It's so nasty.
So they hadn't been
down hostility.
And when you went, they weren't on a two-game losing streak.
Really, can I be honest with you? To really pick about FedEx Field, you've got people. FedEx is known to have the drunkest tailgaters in football.
Yes.
And I think people, I spoke to a guy who was explaining
Were
to
you
me.
Drunk?
I was actually sober, and I was talking to a guy about, he said, you know, the game experience has become such a drag that everybody just tunes up and makes it a parking lot party,
right?
Because that's really the high point of people's day.
But
they almost won yesterday.
The difference in Baltimore is that you have like a history of winning now.
Right.
So they're into the game, and then two, the one thing I discovered that I really cared about was that I finally got the iPhone 5. It works
inside
the stadium.
Oscar, I'm sorry.
Really?
It works inside this. Everyone else couldn't upload anything, and
save
I could upload
that for
everything.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
I want a full discussion with the iPhone. Snuck that in.
LTE.
It's thinner.
Really?
Shannon had to use my phone to update her Facebook profile.
That's very cool.
Because her 4 and 4S just didn't work.
And remember, folks, it's all because he dialed a wrong number.
One question.
Yes.
Faster?
It's like 10 times faster.
Mike.
It's amazing.
Mike.
Do you have
it's
one too?
Unbelievable. My son got it, and I'm getting one in 2 weeks.
Your son Mike got one?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Where did Mike steal it?
Oh, come on, he's got a job, Rob. Come here,
Brett. They sold out.
Mike, it's faster. Thank you.
I think I'm going to steal the iPhone or something.
The car was unattended or something.
It's faster than my home
BIOS.
How
is your foul-mouthed kid, anyway?
What? I think he learned some of that from you.
Mike Diaz, always the shock. Mike Diaz,
always
shock
me.
But you're right that Shannon's just a bigger fan than I am.
That's good.
Bottom line.
It's a great experience.
It is. And you know
stadium.
What? There was a moment where we were together, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Are you excited?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited that you're excited." And she goes, "I am so excited." And she started shaking her crutches. She's like, "I cannot wait to get in the stadium."
She's cute. That
I was
is
like,
adorable.
I'd pay $1 million every time if you were this happy.
That's yes. great.
You know, it was awesome.
It's so cool. You got to, like, jump on that bandwagon. You got to, like,
maybe... I got to get into it.
Football is hard. Football is... All right, I have to be very careful.
Be careful, man.
It's a great find, Oscar. Right. Great find.
I was doing the auction the other night. We had two pairs of tickets to the skins for the Helping Haitian Angels auction.
Right.
And I offered these up, and I said, tickets to see the Redskins. Your Redskins are going to be tough to beat. And Bill Harvey was standing next to me, and he went, "Your..." Our
Washington Redskins. Our. Well, Mike, I know as a broadcaster, you don't like to reveal any alliances. You
right.
are really, if we can pull back the curtain, the biggest Redskins fan I know.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, how many markets have you been
but
in?
You are clever enough to keep that to yeah. yourself. You don't want that to color
don't
your
I don't want hands. People around the country to be pissed off at me so that when the Redskins, excuse me.
How's that? Shall I play you off?
When the Redskins.
Let's play you off. Thank you, Mike. It was so nice.
Sorry, we're out of time. I want to thank my agent. I love the Emmys.
Next up.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I'll briefly tell you about my lost weekend.
Okay, good.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
I'll compare it to Rob. I think Rob's weekend and my weekend. Rob, I'm so jealous of Rob's weekend.
I had a great weekend.
We'll come back and we'll say hi to our friend RJ. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, our second segment. What are you twitching and waving and doing all
I'm
that?
I'm just happy to be here, Mike.
He's dancing with the music.
Yeah.
You're here for one day, right?
I leave tomorrow morning.
Okay.
What time?
Before the show, Rob.
Oh, that's a shame.
Our show is brought to you by...
Encore!
Insurance
oh,
Services.
Oh, boy.
Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Encore is, they love being associated with our big events, and we love having them,
yeah,
and
awesome.
They make these things happen.
Yeah,
we
right.
wouldn't be able to do it without Encore.
All aboard!
I want to ask you a personal favor. All you need to do is, for a free quote, go to smartterm.com. That's SMARTTERM. That's two T's in there. Mm-hmm. Smartterm.com. Or call this number, 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are so proud and grateful to be sponsored again by Encore Insurance
Encore.
Services. You love them.
Yes, they're your insurance concierge.
That's good stuff.
Wow.
So get it done. And
shocked he was able to say it.
You know, everybody, especially in our listening audience, you know, you're not going to live forever.
Yeah. And
all right.
So get that life insurance.
Even what?
Even if you're at my age in your early 30s, the earlier you do it, the really more economical it's going to be for you.
And you make a good deal. Get a good deal.
What was that?
You get a good deal.
Thanks for
because he's
it.
Healthy.
Thanks.
It's Articulate
yeah.
Monday.
Yeah, trying my best.
Nicely
you know
done.
I'd like to talk more, Mike, but I've got to go. I'd like to thank my agents.
Playing himself
that's
off.
Right. It's very nice to be hired and trusted.
Did you have a little too much weekend?
Had a long night last night. I did something
I'd love to hear about. But first, let's welcome RJ Diaz.
Well, I understand. When you have something really strong, you go to the good material.
Welcome back.
Thank you, guys. I have to tell you, I've been listening to the show, and it's been tough not being here, but you guys have been putting on one hell of a show.
Thank you, RJ.
I've enjoyed the hell out of it.
Thank you, and it's good to have you back, and you're back here. I know you have some doctor's visits to attend to.
Yeah, follow-ups and things.
And then back down. You flew in, and then it's back down to Tampa.
Back to work.
How you liking it down in Florida, Central Florida?
It's interesting. It's actually, I was surprised how cool it was before I left, and it was the same up here. That's what
have we gotten any football games in the 3 weeks you've been gone?
But, you know. the Bucks are not really looking that good.
Oh.
And the Dolphins suck, too. But, hey, you know, what can I tell you? So do the Redskins. Yay.
Well,
oops, I'm sorry.
Welcome back. We are delighted to have you back. The Riddler. The Riddler is back in the studio.
And what time did he get here today? I know a lot of times, Mike, you've been upset with his late arrivals slowing down the show.
If you remember, he
snuck in a half hour early.
He wanted people here early.
That's right.
He snuck in a half hour early. I had bedhead.
Oh, it was before your shower?
Yeah, he had, and so it was, but
okay.
Welcome. Anyway.
That's thanks, one Mike. Day, Mike.
Good to have you here. The weekend.
Yeah.
All right, it's not that I had an empty weekend. I had a very productive weekend at the Barrel Oak Winery here in the wilds of Northern Virginia, raising money.
Out there doing good, Mike.
For
good.
The Children of Haiti, which was a very gratifying experience, but... I want to say this. Be careful. I seem to have to be careful about everything I say today.
No, you're fine.
When Oscar was probably more eloquent than anyone on this subject, when we are asked to be auctioneers,
yes.
We are asked because we are the circus clowns.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We are the individuals who will do it.
Yes.
And the position of auctioneer, I don't care where you are or who you are.
It's tough.
It's not a position of honor.
No.
Oh, no. It's like a punishment.
It is a position of abuse. And this one was better
flops
than a lot of them. Oh, it's funny you mentioned that.
I've had it.
Flop sweats.
Yes. At an auction. As an auctioneer.
Get to the auction at 5:30. Carla was baking cake pops on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So we got to get there right at 5:30, 5:45 to get in there. We walk in the door. It's a lovely evening, probably in the upper 70s to low 80s. We're supposed to get a cold front coming through, but it's not affecting our weather.
That's matters. Excellent.
So it's actually very, very nice, but it's warm.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there.
Doesn't
what are
help.
We going to give for? I'm
a chicken. Actual tape of Mike O'Mara.
Here I am. That does not help. Bam.
Yes.
The way this place is set up, there's this huge outbuilding. It's like a barn where they serve the wine. It's right. A beautiful piece of property.
Good.
You know, it's got vineyards all around it. Really gorgeous. And then they've got a huge patio where we stake stuff out. Suzanne okay. and her man Ben are right. out there, and they have a table at the far back of the patio, which mm-hmm. it's just for me. Perfect.
Perfect.
Because yeah. I can kind of hide over there before I'm supposed to do my thing. So,
are you full of dread before it happens? Because here's the deal.
No, not full of dread at all.
A lot of times,
just a rag. I mean, you guys know what it is.
Yeah.
You've right. all seen it. You know when I'm pure Tommy Tampon, where really there's not a worse person to be around. I know this.
I know.
There's not a worse person to be around than when I get into
any,
that dark mood.
Any trace of optimism that this is going to be the auction that's the good one?
No.
The breakout auction.
No.
Because it could be this one.
That's even worse when you think it's going to be okay and then it turns out not to be.
Maybe you are much more mature than I am in the fact that I always hold out that this is going to be the one.
No. I do that. Charlie Brown. And the auction could not have been more successful.
Good.
Right?
You know, for what we had and what we did, I thought we kicked ass off.
Irrelevant.
That part is good. That part is usually good.
Right.
It doesn't matter that I still dread it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. I dread it because there's all you've got to wrangle the crowd. You've got to get people their attention.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who you are
right.
or why you're up there.
Right.
They're rude because you're asking them technically for money. So that has an attitude that people are kind of like,
and they're already
whatever.
They're already a half a bottle of wine into the night. The last thing they want is you.
You get organizers coming up, you know, and only at one time in this auction, but I've had it happen a lot worse, where somebody said, that was a $900 bid.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh,
thanks, pal.
And so that kind of stuff. But that didn't happen a lot because I got my buddies, Bill and Debbie, and Bill Harvey, a lifesaver for me.
Awesome.
At an auction. He bids on stuff. He's actively involved. He keeps track. He is. We've done, I think, five or six together.
Wow.
And he has always been an ally. So he makes it great.
And was Debbie as on point as she was when she was here? Because she had to be a great ally in the crowd, too.
They have their act together.
Good.
They're very well organized. I will tell you this, though, that I still, it's a work night for me. Any way you slice it, that's what it is for me. And Carla and her mom, I'm driving them out to the winery. And for them,
Not a work night.
It's wine night.
Right. Wine night.
It's wine night where they bottle the crap. So they're walking on air. They're pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, and I'm just like,
We're going to look at the barrels.
Yeah, it's speaking, I'm so glad you mentioned the
case.
So I'm sitting out on the patio, and I'm going to have two or three glasses of wine.
It's about as much as you should have.
That's because
situation.
Of my previous week. I don't want to throw myself off on the Weight Not program, and I didn't.
Oh, good.
And I'm we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Is that a hoagie to the left of you?
So I'm sitting out there, and a guy that's dressed in, he's got big boots on. He looks like he's been out working. He comes to us. Hey, I'm a huge fan.
Ooh.
I just want to say I've been listening to you since the beginning. I love the podcast.
Nice.
Do me a favor. I want you to come down and see the barrels and see how we do it. And it's the vintner.
No kidding.
A guy named Rick is the vintner.
His name is Rick Wine.
And he comes by, and then he goes back in. And by this time, it's 7:15-ish. And then at 7:30, 7:35, I go back in because I'm supposed to go on at 7:45.
Mm-hmm.
And I am supposed to check out what my responsibilities are, what I'm going to be auctioning off, my little folder that they have for me. As I'm walking in at about 7:30-ish, 7:35, this guy Rick sees me again. He's like, come on, you have a minute? And I'm like, yeah, what the hell? I mean, it's informal. It's not that big a deal. It's not going to be that big a deal.
Right.
We go down the four flights of stairs to get to the barrels. And, we go down, and it's really cool. I mean, they've got these stainless steel things. They keep the wine in. And then he takes me into the barrel room where there are these oak barrels where they age the wine, and you see the whole process. And it's really – this is one of the larger wineries. This is a real deal. Yeah, this is a real deal winery in Virginia. You don't see them a lot. A lot of them say they're a winery.
Mom and pop.
But they kind of salahi it, you know, where they really don't do it.
Hand gesture, Mike, is never appropriate.
This is really – So I'm looking around, and he says, would you like to taste some new wine? It's 8 months away from the full fermentation. And he takes out this wine, this Chardonnay, and I take a sip, and it's very, very cool, and I feel very privileged to be doing this. Well, I'm losing a little track of time, and then we do the four-flight march up, and then he says, I just want to get another key. We go down another four flights, then we come up another four flights again. And at that point, they go, you're on.
Of course.
And at this point... the waterworks open up.
Yeah.
It's 80 degrees inside this place. And
you're Mayor Barry.
You guys have worked with me. When I get the flop sweats, there ain't no turning at all.
Same here.
I go on, and the waterworks are open, and I have to stand up. And the stage for me is standing on a fireplace mantle. The fireplace ledge.
Oh, the hearth.
Which is made out of actual stone, so it's not an even surface. Oh. And I've got hard school shoes on, and I'm sort of balancing on this while the speeches are going on. And Bill speaks, and Debbie speaks, and the owner of the winery speaks. And I, meanwhile, sitting there, I said to Kelly, give me a napkin.
Yes.
Give me a napkin. And they're speaking as I'm dabbing the forehead.
And you know what? The fact that you're worried that it's not stopping is what's prolonging it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My palms are sweating hearing about this.
It was, you know what? All things considered, number of people there to bids and stuff like that, couldn't have been better.
What was the best item you moved?
There was a fishing trip to Costa Rica that was a $10,000 fishing trip.
Wow.
And if I had had that kind of money I think it went for like $6,000.
Was that Costa Rica or Costa Plenty?
Costa Plenty. there was some good stuff there. There was some neat stuff.
That's cool.
So the auction was over, and then I said to Carly the whole day, I said, you're going to be drinking your wine. You're going to be staying up with your mom. But Sunday, let's go for a ride. Let's make it my day.
Oh, on your motorcycle.
Let's make it my day. On Friday, I had ridden up to the memorial, the Flight 93 memorial, and ridden around Pennsylvania and just taken a really long ride because they were making cake pops and I didn't want to be around the cake pops.
Without revealing anything, did you see anybody special on Friday?
Did I see anybody?
Because I know there was something you were going to try to do on Friday.
What's that?
The president was speaking.
No, I did not. I did not.
I didn't think.
I went down to, I started out, left the house, went down to Woodbridge where he was speaking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This was the gesture that I told the cop. Not even into the stadium. This is the gesture on, the Potomac Nationals place.
Yeah, of course.
This is the street off of Prince William Parkway. This is the cop.
Wave Dubai.
Needless to say, we turned the motorcycle around, headed back, and then I went on a huge long ride, blissful ride on my own.
Gorgeous
and
day,
I,
right?
I told Carla I wanted to maybe take her back up there on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Well, she had a day with Mama on Sunday shopping and stuff, and I was the lonely guy.
Well, I think it's nice that the day after the winery tour, they were shopping and not recovering.
Equally likely. Just a little bit. You know, we all have them. Uh-huh. I just feel like kind of a stolen weekend. You
yeah,
know, like,
it happens.
But, but that's okay. I've had plenty of good ones. You, on the other hand.
I'm busy, busy, busy.
What did he do? I blocked him on Facebook.
Family.
Thanks, buddy.
He can do that faster now with his
phone. He was filled with great joy all weekend. It was happy Rob here, happy Rob there.
It was
happy
a couple Rob of my favorite family. Things.
Happy Rob at a wedding. Happy Rob at Peking Gourmet. Happy Rob with Grandpa. Happy Rob that. And I was so jealous.
My cousin Dan got married. Congratulations to Katie and Dan.
It might have been a good wedding.
It was a great wedding. It's my Uncle Dana's, who was the closest uncle to my age. We're only about 10 years apart. Mm. His oldest son got married, and it was a great wedding. It was a Catholic wedding that they brought in 56 minutes with communion.
Very good.
Wow. Not bad. We were there for most of it, except Carrie got us there, so we had to sneak in a little late.
That was a short sermon.
Was that by design?
No. I allowed,
is that your anti-Catholicism?
I don't like to, this will shock you.
Rob
I don't like
Catholics
to be late.
To the lions.
I don't like to be late, especially to a wedding. And so I That's gave Carrie worst. About a 40-minute window. I said, we need to leave here at 10. Mm-hmm. And we left a little after 11.
And perfect. That stopped to pick
really?
Up.
And we had to pick up my mom. And so it was, and also as we're going
out. How pissed off were you at that point?
At that point, a little tense. A little tense. Because I do not like walking into a wedding
late.
And
he stops at the outlet mall.
No, but we were going to take the
walking
Tahoe.
Walking into a wedding late does totally suck.
Yeah. I've done that. It's
really
it's
bad. Not fun. And we had to, since we had an extra passenger, I was going to suggest we take the Tahoe, which is Carrie's primary car because of the third row seat, because we had to pick my mom up. And we were getting in, and she says, and we're going to need gas. I said, everybody, get out. Yeah. Get out. It was like a Gleason moment. It was like, get out, and we're getting in the Chrysler. And so we get there. We get there at, it was a noon wedding, and we got there at 12:08.
Oh, my.
But you know what? It was a high-tech Catholic church with a piped-in sound system in the lobby and a side entrance, so we were able to get in unobserved.
See the way he has a sneak in. Just ever so slight mocking tone with the Catholic.
It was very high-tech.
You're so anti-Catholic.
No, it was fine.
You pissed me off so much when you did.
Beautiful.
It was a high-tech with piped-in sound.
Beautiful statuary.
You hate the Catholics?
I don't hate the Catholics.
He does. He's a fallen Catholic.
I am.
He's a reformed Catholic.
As you are.
It's the same with all, because the different. He lops them into the different.
No, and you know what? I'm more like them than any other religion, probably.
But you call it hocus pocus.
There's a boy, and I forgot.
Well, what is all religion, Rob? Religion is hocus pocus.
Well,
but
yeah,
that's the one that you like to pick on.
There's not as much hocus pocus in a Methodist ceremony.
Oh, God, you bigot.
The standing and the magical transformations.
Right. So you went to the wedding. Was there booze?
The kneeling. There were lots of booze. Yeah, it was great. And there was some great. Obviously, this is a facility. It's near Tyson's Corner. It's the Grand Atrium, and obviously they've done weddings before because there's signs, and Carrie took pictures of some of the signs that were great. It says, bar closes promptly at 5:30, no shots, no doubles. And so
where was the place that they had the reception?
The Grand Atrium of Tyson's Corner. It's on Gallows Road. It's a
really?
Wedding facility. It's great. Two levels, bar, dance room.
It's a wedding facility?
Pretty much.
Oh, that's why they have those signs?
Yeah, and then there was
no
another
shots, no doubles.
And the best sign, and this were
that's funny.
It was about a year ago, I don't know if you remember, that Carrie misplaced her shoes at another family wedding. And then that was at, I think, Fort Myer, and there was a great sign that said, no glassware on the dance floor. Women dance barefoot.
Oh.
And then another sign under it, in quotation marks, glass cuts feet. I said, oh, okay, now it makes perfect sense.
So they just do weddings, and they obviously have experienced
everything.
They know
exactly
everything.
What they're doing.
That's too funny.
Good food, great bar, and always great when the whole family is together. So
right.
That was a great wedding. And
did she allow you to, were you the designated driver?
I was not.
Ah, so she let you
Imbibe. And that went on into the evening, and then got home probably 7-ish.
Right.
From a noon wedding to a 7, getting it was a long day.
It's not bad.
Kids wanted to watch Finding Nemo. I had enough booze. I said, Let's watch it. It's a funny movie. It's fish. It's great. Watch colors. The movie. Pretty colors. Send the kids to bed. I watched Ed Wood, then passed out. And then the next day, Carrie's birthday celebration, and she laid out exactly what she wanted. I gave her a day of beauty on the previous Friday, so very she got nice. To do everything she wanted to do at the salon.
Good.
And then she laid out her breakfast that
see
she
how
wanted.
Boring this is? This
yeah,
is just,
I already tuned
this
up.
Is so happy. This is so joyful
I'm sorry.
And happy.
I'm sorry.
It's like no, there's nothing
didn't
fun
fight
about
once?
It.
No, we never did. And she drank nearly two bottles like, of Prosecco sorry. Throughout
well,
the day.
That's why. Yeah, so.
yes, I'll sorry. Talk about my appearance if you want.
No.
Okay.
That's right.
But I do want to have 10 seconds.
No. You want 10 seconds?
Yes.
Go.
Oh, here we go. Thank you, Mike McQuarrie and his lovely daughter, Clara, for being the only participants that met me at the Courtside Grill Friday evening.
Oh, for your
but
appearance, yes.
Considering it was like a last-minute thing, we're going to do this again,
I've
and
had,
I'm going to announce it.
45 people in Denver when I did a last-minute
yeah, I know.
Thing.
Yeah. Well, I know, Mike. That's because you're Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
I'm just RJ Diaz.
And also
thanks
RJ,
that,
for the
that's
next...
Good for the
but
show
I
to
wanted
that.
To...
That's good. That's good. That's a good story to relate that we got one person that came out here.
His no next way. Appearance, Mike, he will have perfected his...
He's back.
We will make it work.
Right.
His close magic app.
No one's calling. That's good.
Yeah, Mike, no one's calling.
Yes, there's three callers.
Thank you.
Okay.
When do you go back?
Well, you want me to leave now?
The audio vault's not that good if you want to duck out.
Oh, okay. Right. Hey,
we will take a break. And when we come
I'll
back, it's
awake.
Time for Rob's Magic Audio Yay. Vault. And as we go to break, take a look if you can. Well, you probably
yeah.
can. If you're listening to us, we are all wearing the fabulous Dick Queasy Discarded Seafood T-shirts. The great thing about these T-shirts, it looks like a real restaurant.
If you just glance at it, it looks like you really did buy it at
a
real
place.
Great
goof. Yeah, please go to MikeOMaraShow.com to get yours. We haven't had a new run of T-shirts in a long time. We'd love to sell these out, so check them out. These are so perfect.
They're wonderful.
They're so perfect. They look like you really went into like a Red Lobster. It cracks me up. Although in this particular T-shirt, the lobster over the logo is dead.
Yeah, it's discolored lobster.
We'll take a break. Funny. Come back with Rob Spiewak's Audio Vault right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke, the nicotine you crave without all that nasty tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. I was hooving on one out at the winery on Saturday night.
Bet you looked hot.
I did. I looked so sexy with it. The same day shipping is available and a money-back guarantee. Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. And try the new Omega-3. That's the one that I was using. I just remember one part of the winery.
What?
That was
wow.
the one that I was using and the one that, Mark, I lost at the winery.
Oh, no.
We'll get you a new one as soon as he takes care of his dog.
I left the
like
Omega
sunglasses.
2. I left the Omega 2 behind at the winery. And seriously, between the wine, that was the one moment of unhappiness.
Yes, of course.
You know, with the wine sisters, that was the one moment of unhappiness.
Because they wanted that.
My good night on Saturday night was I'm going to bed, and I just walked upstairs.
Oh, wow.
And Carla's mom said, nice job with the auction. And I'm like, meh, meh. And then I hear, nice job with the auction. Thank you.
Fast forward 3 months, someone buys a bottle of Virginia wine and there's a Smart Smoke in the bottle.
Try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design, up to 14 hours of battery life. They really are great.
Yeah,
to
great.
See all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and to order refills like Mark does all the time for Carla, just click the Smart Smoke app. On our website. We opened it up already. Let's see what we got for today. This is Monday, September 24, 2020.
As so often is the case, Mike, the audio vault flavored with disappointment.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I did not care much for what Jimmy Kimmel did last night.
I didn't think
he brought his A game.
No.
And why? Can you analyze where he blew it?
Let's pause about the whole thing.
For the Emmys.
There are multiple layers to this. I believe that A... America is, and I'll stop the alphabet when I run out of things.
Okay, keep going. So you only have 26 pointers.
Celebrities are getting more confident and more annoying because of it.
Okay, I agree.
Groundlessly right. confident.
B, yeah. There are, there are too many award shows. C, America, I believe, is getting tired of award shows.
I agree with that.
Because they're just not entertaining. And the hosts are more concerned with the inside business dealings they have than they are with entertaining people, with the main exception of Ricky Gervais.
Right.
Outside of that, you get Kimmel, who's,
he seemed weary.
He's safe.
It seemed to
downtrodden.
Me, well, it seemed to me he had some sort of shackles on him somehow from within. And also, he seemed to be playing to the room. And he has to remember, this is a television event. This has always been an event about television. But he needs to play to the people at home. Both. And I didn't feel that.
I watched the pregame on ABC because...
Al Michaels' Emmy pregame show?
Well, no, I'm not going to watch a Pittsburgh football game. I don't like Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I don't watch Pittsburgh.
It wasn't
I didn't watch
on.
It. And what's that?
It was the Ravens.
No, it was the Pittsburgh game.
Oh, what time did they come on?
Here's my point. Yeah. The 7 o'clock, I think, I tune into 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, listen,
okay.
I love football. Yeah, I watch every Redskins game. I literally do. I watched every
Redskins
game. I love to watch the Redskins. And I watch. I do.
You try to stop him.
I know you do.
I could tell you everything that happened in that game because I do watch the
Right.
What I don't watch is if my team is not in it, if the Giants aren't playing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch a doubleheader.
No.
Right.
I don't. I've had my football.
That's
watch my one game.
Watch
I'm
a
really,
game. That's enough.
I'm just not going to do. There are a lot of people that
4
do.
4 o'clock game.
I'm not going to do that. So I'm one of the people that falls into the camp of I think it's complete. Got to wet it again. I'm
That's
sorry.
Fine. We already have
it's
one.
Complete bullshit.
Right.
That I tune into Channel 9 to watch 60 Minutes at 7 o'clock, and they have 4 minutes to go in the effing fourth quarter.
It's not
And I guess this has a lot to do with the replacement refs and all that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I didn't feel like watching Pittsburgh, and I flipped over to this the most vacuous
the
television. Absolutely horrible. The third tier ABC morning crew interviewing celebrities and
that you don't
about,
know.
Yeah, and talking about how hot it is. I mean, it was a disappointing evening of television.
Have you ever tried the pre-show for the
I've looked in on
it's
that.
It's
a
little
a
better.
Yeah, he's just better because
they're a little snarkier.
They're snarkier and they have just more attractive hosts.
It's just TV. I realize that I love the Academy Awards. I still watch that one. I like the Golden Globes, but the Emmys really not so much.
The
anymore.
Emmys have fallen apart, and I always liked the Emmys because it was a television event that celebrated television.
Usually
right.
my
nothing,
favorite.
Yeah. Nothing that I love more, and I just thought that
and
Kimmel
my
dropped
team's
the ball.
Won. My team's won last night. Homeland and Modern Family, my two favorite shows. They were winning all the time.
I will give them a credit. Great death reel last night. A lot of game show hosts.
Phenomenal death reel. Was good, but overall, I think it's just gotten kind of a... And with Kimmel, it's safe, and I get the undercurrent of... a promotional, total promotional vehicle from ABC. They're usually better at masking that. ABC
didn't even try.
The big four, they still share them, right? It's still a rotation.
It still rotates every year.
All right, do you want to hear a montage of the winners just quick?
Sure.
Okay, here are the comedy winners last night at the Emmy Awards.
Outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series, Eric Stone Street, Modern Family.
Camp.
For supporting actress in a
the
comedy.
Best.
Julie Bowen.
Hot.
For outstanding lead actor in a comedy series, John Cryer, 2.5 Men.
Mistake.
For lead actress in a comedy series,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Big mistake.
For outstanding comedy series, Modern Family.
Good.
Yeah.
Really, do you even know anyone? Like, you can do a 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon. Do you even know anyone who watched Veep?
No.
The Julia Louis-Dreyfus show?
Right, I watched one episode.
You watched it?
I watched, I think, 4 episodes.
You like it?
It was okay. I just wish, I always hope that Elaine breaks out somehow.
Okay,
you know?
Minus.
Yeah, okay, minus. All right.
C-minus. What do you think, Mr. TV?
Of the Emmys, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very disappointed.
No, of the Dick Queasy Seafood.
No.
Great T-shirt,
I didn't know
Mike.
If you were asking about the Emmys or about Veep.
No, anything.
About
the TV.
I didn't care for Veep after one episode, so I didn't go back. Was disappointed in the Emmys, normally my favorite award show. But it was lackluster, and even the host seemed depressed.
And that's the word I would use. Yeah. Depression.
Do you
at the end of the night, it was over, and I was like so depressed. This sucks so totally.
Did
there was no joy.
Oh, no. Did you feel
let
any
me
of
stop.
That?
Let me stop. I want to make a point here.
All right.
And the reason for that, they're all just so smug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've gotten all so smug. It's the style now just to be, I'm cooler than the room, and it sucks. There's not enough real excitement. They're all so goddamn seasoned because their asses are kissed day
always.
In, day out.
I did want to ask about Julie Bowen's fascination with nipple tape and why that was such an
that
obsession.
That wasn't funny,
with her
though.
Last night.
No. That
was
wasn't
it supposed
funny.
To be? I thought she was seriously upset about it. It didn't, because it wasn't funny.
Right.
It seemed like a real issue with her.
Let's go to the tape.
Good, good.
My job really amounts to me falling down and making faces while wearing lipstick and nipple covers. And the fact that could be translated at any time into an award or something artful is really a testament to the people that hired me, to our writers who write things much better than nipple covers.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, whatever.
And more and on and
yeah,
on.
Only a moment. Do you have Costner accepting when he talked about the Emmy? And he made a joke that made no sense whatsoever.
I did not pull that because it was so out of context that yeah. it didn't even
what
seem
happened?
Right. And also, you know
he
what?
He just made a little joke I didn't get. I'm like, what did
he said,
say?
Right. It looks like, reminds me of the
Olympics. And some competition there. And I'm like,
Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Costner won for Hatfields
and
McCoy.
And he should have won a tie. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but he's a
movie
star.
Put on a tie. All right, here are the drama winners.
Standing reality host, Tom Bergeron, Dancing with the Stars.
Not a fan?
Wow.
Well, it's crap.
Okay.
That there should even be an Emmy for that kind of show.
But he, you know what? He had my favorite line of the night, I think. He said, I'd like to thank Jeff Probst for not being nominated.
That was very much. I like modesty. Okay.
For outstanding reality
Once
host,
again,
Tom Bergeron, Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
For outstanding supporting actress in a drama, Maggie Smith, Downton Abbey.
You had to like that.
For
love
outstanding
that
lead actor in a drama series, Damian Lewis.
Who's lead actress in a drama series.
Oh, that's the guy from Homeland.
Yeah, you like that guy.
Oh, you know what killed me? Here's how good that guy is. Another Brit.
Yeah, and you didn't know it.
I had no idea. This guy was in Band of Brothers. This guy is Mr. American. Could not look more American.
They fool us so well.
Well, we're very. There are no American actors.
That's right.
Why there are not more?
Why?
Because they're all, because our world.
Reality shows.
Yeah, because we're Kevin Costner.
Right.
That's why.
For outstanding drama series, Homeland.
So, I mean, I was shocked that Mad Men didn't win anything, but I don't watch it anymore, so I really can't comment.
And I love just watching Sofia Vergara. I still do.
Yeah.
Did you see?
She brings it. She's such a, you know, the thing about Sofia Vergara is she gets this attention, and it would be so easy in this day and age to be just a little bit jaded. She is still so into it, and it's still so new. That she brings to her fans what they're looking for, and she always does. She's always on, and I respect her for that.
Did you see her on the red carpet when she spun her dress and then shook her ass?
Yeah, she's
fantastic.
I mean,
just she said, "Did I choose it right?"
She brings it, and she's always entertaining. And I think that
very real.
A few more of them ought to be, ought to pull that game.
Well, it's a Latin culture,
but you see,
it might be
just the Latins love to entertain and excel.
Maybe it is Oscar, but she is fantastic.
So the equivalent of what was Regis and Kelly is La Gorda y La Flaca, which is the fat guy and the skinny girl on Univision.
What's it called?
They have women go on there that are A-list celebrities in Latin America, and they will get in hot tubs with the host who's 300 pounds.
Right.
And they'll be in thongs at times. Maybe that's not appropriate for
it's
a daytime
tub.
But that's just the culture.
Perfect.
They just they laugh about
you know,
it. It's fun.
And the thing that's funny, and you know what? We should have a little more of that.
We should.
With our 130-pound male sitcom stars that just think that their S doesn't stink now. You know, these guys, you know, I call this the Doogie Howser phenomenon.
Yes.
You know, and this is when Neil Patrick Harris became cool. That's when it was just like
when he went from Doogie to cool.
Yeah, throw it out the window because they all now are, you know, 87 pounds. They're all geeks and they act like they're Robert effing Redford. And it gets so old and tired. They don't try to entertain the Saturday Night Live people when they're interviewed by and large.
Hard to take.
Because they're so goddamn full of themselves.
To use that overused
word. I think really when you're on a red carpet or you're at an awards show, entertain us a little bit.
Yeah, a little
bit. That's what we're doing.
You're entertainers. Okay,
right,
once again,
today
we don't have time for Robert Blake with Dr. Phil, so I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. But once again, here's a teaser.
Did you kill your wife?
Okay.
Lead with that tomorrow.
So tomorrow we will lead with that. Mike, did you know that with one original member, Leonard Skinner is coming out with an album?
Oh, God.
And I'd like to go now to the tape of Gary Rossington, the original, one of the only original member of Leonard Skinner.
You know, I can safely say I did not. Last year at Wolf Trap, I brought Leonard Skinner on. Kirk and I did that.
I remember that.
And it was such a big deal. And they were such a-holes to us about doing it. We had 10 seconds to say it.
Right.
I didn't really bring Leonard Skinner on. I brought this cover band on.
Exactly. The lead singer of Leonard Skinner is the little brother of the original lead singer. Wow. So it is really, it's kind of like that movie Rockstar with Mark Wahlberg. But anyway, this is big, Mike. This is huge. They're not going to use the Confederate flag anymore.
It became such an issue, you know, about such race.
How's he sound?
He became such an issue.
Let's go back. Again, this is Gary Rossington, Mensa member. No, I'm sorry. He's from Leonard Skinner.
It became such an issue, you know, about race and stuff where We just had it in the beginning as because we were Southern, and that was our image back in the 70s and late 60s because they kind of branded us from being from the South. So
this is on CNN, and really just hearing the audio, if I told you while he was saying this, he was wandering around, wouldn't you believe it? Yeah. But he's actually on a set.
No doubt. But I think through the years, you know, people like the KKK right. and skinheads and people have kind of kidnapped the Dixie or rebel flag from the Southern tradition and the heritage of the soldiers, you know, that's what it was about. And they kind of made it look bad in their in certain ways. So.
You see, Mike, what happens is the KKK embraces something and it looks bad.
Thank you, Rob.
So keep in mind that album will drop in the very near future.
Appreciate it.
Green Day and Billy Joe Armstrong. They've announced that Billy Joe Armstrong is headed to rehab because he had himself a weekend.
Do you have the rave out?
It was the iHeart Radio concert.
In Las Vegas.
Huge deal. Everyone's there.
And he has a full-fledged, like, total tantrum.
And what is so amazing is Green Day is, you know, at the base of it, still a punk band.
And this guy usually has it together. This guy's pretty slick.
He's a good interview and everything.
One of the greatest, most gracious rock bands I've ever dealt with in my life.
And a mainstream group of guys. Not guys that are known for misbehaving.
But they do have their roots in punk. And what happened is there were so many artists at iHeartRadio that they actually had a countdown clock for how long their set was going to be. And you know what? It just seemed to rub him the wrong way.
Kidding me? What the? I'm not Justin Bieber, you mother. You got me joking.
You're going to hear a sound in a second, and that's him taking off his guitar and swinging it by the neck against the floor of the stage, okay?
Joke. I got 1 minute. 1 minute left.
Comes. His guitar. So we wish him.
Is this one radio station that does this?
It's all Clear Channel, isn't it? It's Clear Channel's concert of the year.
They have the biggest stars, the music stars in the world there.
Yeah.
But I think Green Day's been fighting the charge that they were once a punk band, or that they make themselves out to be a punk band, but they're really a mainstream pop band. And I'm wondering, was this staged to try to fight that image and make them look
Right before you go into rehab, I don't think it's staged. No,
you never know, though.
I have two more brief tapes. One, another rock star, Mike. Very good news that Led Zeppelin did a concert in 2007, and they're finally putting it out on DVD. They did a press conference about it. Robert Plant revealed he doesn't care for the song Stairway to Heaven, which surprised me. He hates the lyrics. And John Paul Jones entertains this question. I think this is a great rock star moment.
John, do you want to say anything for that?
I've forgotten the question.
Another question, please.
And we close with Bill Maher's take on the secret Romney tape that is still in the news after all this time.
Sure. Everything liberals suspect that Mitt Romney says behind closed doors. Now there's a tape of Mitt Romney saying that exactly behind closed doors. It's like if Republicans had a tape of Obama where he was reading Karl Marx with a highlighter. While forging a birth certificate. And it's ridiculous.
And that, Mike, is your magic audio vault. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and the news right after this, everybody.
Well, it's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho.
I will always love, it seemed that one of the crew had a go with one of the guests.
Yes, that, I love that line.
Did that I happen love at that the lyric. It's probably my favorite lyric in rock and roll.
Did that happen at the winery?
That happened to, it's happened to me throughout my life.
You had a go.
A go with one of the guests. Let's get him in here. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank, wearing his size super small Dick Queasy t-shirt.
Thank you, Mike.
Tighter than ever.
We are brought to you today by the Fall Outlet event at the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Amazon now has its very own outlet store. Save up to 70% on select jewelry and watches, 50 to 60% on fall clothing, and up to 45% on patio, lawn, and garden stuff. And get a jump on the holidays by using our outlet store to save up to 40% on toys and games.
That's getting a jump.
Oh, I thought you were just excited about the bargains.
both. Amazon has coupons, too, you can use at checkout. Just click the special banner on our website and bookmark it, the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page, where you help power the show and save some money.
Buzz, can I get the new Samsung phone there, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got no idea why I did that.
I know that it took about 16 seconds before Julia sang that at the Peking Gourmet last night. Killed me. Julia's favorite.
I apparently have an elderly Asian neighbor who's taken an interest in my tomato garden, and he came over this morning to ask me, and there's a language barrier. We're having trouble communicating, but we're both trying, and he brought over a tape measure so he could see how tall my tomato plant posts are.
Really?
And to thank me for that, he brought me a bunch of scallions.
Well, that's nice.
It took me a very long time for him to understand what he was saying when he was trying to say scallion.
Oh, I'm sure you were patient and yes, understanding.
Of course.
Because you're the most patient and understanding person I know.
I know, right? Now, for what it's worth, gas prices...
Talk English!
For what it's worth, gas prices have stopped rising and perhaps started falling. It's been an upside-down year for gas prices, falling when they normally go up, rising when they normally fall. After an unusual summer of higher prices, gas prices fell nearly a half cent a gallon over the last 2 weeks. Now, that's more of a holding steady than it is a drop.
Nearly a dime on a full tank.
You know, go back and look historically at this, and what you will find is that the prices are always higher in the summer. It always happens. They are doing this to us.
This year, it seemed to be a lot different. The prices were actually falling as we entered the summer this year. It's all been crazy,
but then
screwy,
they caught on and went back up.
Oh, and then made up more than the difference.
Right.
But it may mean the end of a trend of higher prices. We can only hope so.
Good
at
stuff.
Least they've held steady. A new study says suicides in this country have become the number one cause of injury death, surpassing car crashes. The study.
You know what? If you feel bad enough to commit suicide and all you get is an injury, you really are a screw up.
The study in the
How do you feel?
Not too good.
See, that's not a suicide.
No, it's an attempt at suicide. Attempt.
Or horrible clumsiness. One of the two.
Hold on, let me try it with the coral thing. Hold on. Okay. I got to do a better job.
And now a playlist.
That's pretty good.
I liked it.
I got to do it just a little bit.
Sounded like falling to me.
Give me a second here. Right. I'm just
take your time.
All right, let me try it with this
okay,
one.
Okay, here we go. Now how do you feel?
Not too good.
You fell down in Bane's house. Yeah. There was some echo down there. You went down there.
Elevator shaft.
This is the first time in history that suicides have surpassed car crashes as a cause of death in this country. The latest American Journal of Public Health has this study. It says it's because cars have gotten safer and because the economy has gotten worse.
That's a tragedy.
What's more, experts say suicides are undercounted and that the problem may be even worse than it appears. Among the suicides that are counted, those are up 15%.
Well, they're hopeless. I mean, that's what it is. Suicides
of hope.
Are a symptom of hopelessness, and
right.
it's a tragedy. Sad.
Car crashes are down 25%. Now, perhaps the greatest threat to our democracy right now is these new voter ID laws. 23.
Oh, can I just say one thing about car crashes?
Sure.
For that guy on 66, yes. If you just happen, luckily, to maybe happen to listen to my podcast, I hope you do. You son of a bitch, you guy on 66 that almost clipped the rear of my motorcycle. There's a reason I was pointing at you and pantomiming some very dirty words in your left window. You son of a bitch.
What kind
Thank
of a car?
A VW.
He knows who he is.
Ass.
He sat there and I rolled up on him. 66. He comes up on me. I'm going 70 miles an hour.
Right.
He comes up and he does one of those things. You know how sometimes people will go around you, but they'll go around you angrily and they'll almost clip your rear bumper.
Yeah, they do it too sharply.
Well, that's, you know, in a car it's bad enough. On a motorcycle you could kill me.
Of course.
So I followed him to 28 where he was getting off the exit and I'm in the left-hand lane. I'm talking to him and he just goes like this. Puts the middle finger up.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real road rage incident. I shouldn't do it, but you know, on motorcycles, you know, be aware. We say it all the time.
It's very DC.
You can kill a motorcyclist.
Yep.
You might get a fender bender with a car, but at those speeds, you know, anybody could get hurt.
That's true. Now, about the voter ID laws, 23 of our 50 states have recently passed laws to fix a problem we don't have, voter fraud, statistically non-existent. Now, what the new laws do is keep large segments of voters away from the polls, most of them likely Democratic voters. A new study just out says those laws combined could keep more than 10 million Hispanic voters from registering and voting.
It's a poll tax.
And the study says that number is big enough to affect the outcome of the upcoming election.
Jesus Christ.
Laws already on the books in one state and pending in two others require voters to show proof of citizenship. Nine states have photo ID laws, something millions of legal Latinos cannot produce. Is it coincidence, since Obama leads Romney and Hispanic voters by 70% to 30%, and that the laws were passed by Republican legislatures? South Carolina is in federal court today arguing that its laws won't reduce the turnout of Hispanics and African Americans. And although the Pennsylvania law is under legal fire and review.
This is just such... This is as un-American as it gets. You know what? And shame on the Republicans for doing this.
You're right.
There is nothing balanced about this. There is nothing moderate about this. You're a bunch of douchebags that are trying to suppress people from voting.
Losing the game, change the rules.
I mean, really, exactly, win at all costs. And I'm tired of that in the Republican Party.
But I think that... whichever party's doing this is
There is one party. No.
I think that people always underestimate the general public that they're going after.
Their will to vote.
If I hear that as a Latino, and if I'm Democratic, if I'm a Democrat, I'm going to make sure that five of my Latino citizen friends go and vote.
Right, and the
because
reason
I hear that,
and the reason I jump on you about that because it's very important to point out that this legislation.
Exclusively is being put forward
by the Republican Party.
Yes.
Passed by Republican-dominated legislature.
Across the country.
And they got to be called on.
Every time I hear this, I want to bring up what I first heard on Tech 411. Why can't we vote online?
I agree.
Why can't we vote online?
Yeah. It'll be, and someday we will.
The Obama campaign goes on the offensive today, has already done so, against Romney, blasting him for criticizing Americans who don't pay taxes without coming clean about his own. The Obama campaign points out that 65 pages of the 2011 tax returns that Romney released on Friday, 65 pages are about his overseas investments. In dueling interviews on 60 Minutes.
They finally had the little nerdnicks in the White House.
Count them up.
Dive
count the pages.
This.
Yes.
In dueling interviews on 60 Minutes last night, Romney criticized Obama for skipping a chance to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Obama, meanwhile, said that if Mr. Romney wants war, he should just come right out and say so. And the Obama campaign is focusing heavily now on getting out the early vote. We talked about this on Friday a little bit. That is something, early voting, that helped Obama's campaign in 08. Early voting is favored by college students because of their schedules oftentimes. And the president's reelection campaign believes also that votes cast now in the wake of that Romney 47% comment will be cast for Mr. Obama. So they're very much in favor of early voting and
getting
that vote out.
We'll see what happens. As long as everybody gets their voice heard, that's the most important
democracy.
Yeah. Remember, on voting day, everyone has to come in with a sticker.
Yeah, we all do. We're all required.
And we're going to win with a sticker.
Are you registered?
Of course I am.
Are you registered? That's good.
I would say that...
Can you work in this country?
Are you legal? I feel like voting day... Like, that should be
Election
a national
Day.
Holiday.
I 100% agree that
right?
it should be.
Because and I think it's such a pain in the ass.
And it has to be called Voting Day, not Election Day.
For people who can't get away from their jobs or students who can't skip their classes.
That's hard.
Hey, come on. It's Voting Day.
Voting Day.
I can't move on.
voting machine.
God, we're late.
Finally, weird sex news. This will help.
Voting.
Weird sex news from around the country and around the world. In Auckland, Australia this past week. In Auckland, Australia, a man showed up at a hospital with a problem down under.
Oh. No.
Doctors labored to remove an eel from his rectum.
Oh!
They say...
For
the love of God. Jeez. They say it is unclear how the eel got there, and they are withholding the man's name to protect his privacy. If he wanted to protect his privacy, there wouldn't be an eel in there. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, earlier this month, a 46-year-old man was arrested for having sex in public with an abandoned sofa he found on the curb outside his apartment building.
Oh, Craigslist.
Gerard Streeter could get 9 months in jail for that.
Oh, my God.
And in Newport, Tennessee, a man was hammered during sex. And by that, we mean that his girlfriend, during the act, hit him in the head with a hammer about five times.
Wow.
Neighbors say they saw the woman running out of the man's apartment in a French-made outfit she'd purchased at Walmart. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. Yeah, that's right? I nominate that for Kicker of the Year.
That's
pretty strong stuff, Buzz.
You know, when you start with an eel down there and then he's got more, you're not going to be disappointed.
Keep in mind, we won't determine Kicker of the Year until voting day.
That's right.
There you go.
I'm an idiot.
That's it. I own it. Our show today was brought to you by TLC Laser Eyes
Life Center. The TLC staff is friendly. Surgeons experienced. TLC's equipment always state-of-the-art. If you want to get your consultation and see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020 or find TLC online at LASIK.com. That's LASIK.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on the Mike O'Mara Show. TLC Laser Eye Center. Have a good one. We'll be back tomorrow. RJ, safe trip back to Tampa.
Yay, miss
RJ.
You guys. Thank
miss
you.
You.
Thank
love you.
You,
RJ.
To see you. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you. Ciao. Take it with me, homies, you know. Hello, how are you?